This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastala with the news. The headlines first. Communication Minister says, Minister Sharma says government working with effort to address people's expectations. And Red Cross says 22 killed in strike near its Gaza office. Russia launches massive attack on Ukraine's power grid. Now the news in detail. Minister of Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma said that the government has been working in favor of good governance, prosperity and social justice to address expectations of people, which has also made them more positive towards government in passing days. Minister Sharma added that timely availability of curriculum textbooks and distributions of seed and fertilizers have been preceded by the government efficiently. In a press meet organized by press center at Kailali Thangadi, Minister Sharma further added that the issues of Lalita Niwas, Bhutanese refugee, gold smuggling has been looked upon by the government and will punish those responsible by laws. Similarly, Minister Sharma also said that the 10-year master plan of the communication sector will be done to make information sector more rigid, and the current plans for disaster management is also looked by the government with full responsibility. The Ayurveda and Alternative Medicine Hospital has organized a medicinal herbs fair today to encourage the use of herbs as medicinal substances. Hospital Chief Dr. Poonam Nepal said that the fair was organized to impart knowledge about medicinal herbs. Information would be imparted on the identification and use of herbs, indigenous and endangered herbs, and identification of local herbs for treatment, use and production in the fair. During the event, scientific sessions related to medicinal herbs and nutrition, climate change, environmental health and sustainable conservation of herbs will be conducted. Dr. Nepal shared that around 5,600 species of herbs are used to produce medicines in Nepal. 2-way traffic has resumed along the Narayanganj-Mughling road, which was blocked due to landslides. The road had been completely shut down for traffic following a landslide at 1:30 a.m. earlier today. According to Police Inspector Nirala Bhandari of Mughling Area Police Office, the road was blocked due to the landslide in Simaltal falling under Bharatpur Metropolitan City 29. Landslide debris was cleared and the road has been open for two-way traffic since 5:30 a.m. this morning. All the vehicles and passengers left stranded due to road blockage have left for their respective destinations. The 7th edition of the Nepal-US International Film Festival has started in Maryland, USA. The festival kicked off with the US premiere of the film Gaon Aayeko Batu, A Road to a Village. Festival director Purna Singh Bareilly said that a total of 35 films, documentaries, short movies and animation from Nepal, US, Iran, Germany, Pakistan and 11 other countries will be screened. Director Bareilly added that the festival has been organized to connect the art, culture, tradition and knowledge of Nepal and the US through movies. The films chosen for this edition are those that tell stories of Nepali's ordinary life and the diaspora. The best films will be awarded from among those screened at the festival, which will last until 23rd. The festival is organized by the Nepal-US Film Society. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The International Committee of the Red Cross says its offices in Gaza have been damaged by shelling, which killed 22 people who had sought shelter around its compound. According to an ICRC statement, heavy-caliber projectiles landed within meters of the office and residences of International Committee of the Red Cross on Friday afternoon. It added that all parties had an obligation to take precautions to avoid harm to civilians and humanitarian facilities. An Israel Defense Forces spokesman told the BBC that initial inquiries suggested there was no indication that it had carried out a strike in the area, but added that the incident was under review. ICRC further said that the incident caused a mass casualty influx at the nearby Red Cross Field Hospital, with the hospital receiving 22 killed and 45 injured, with reports of additional casualties. According to the territory's Hamas-run health ministry, more than 37,390 people have been killed in Gaza till date. Ukraine says its energy facilities have come under a massive attack from Russia overnight in the latest onslaught targeting the country's power grid. According to Ukraine's energy ministry, the eighth time Russia has launched an attack on energy infrastructure facilities in the past 3 months. The Ukrainian Air Force also said that the air defense system shot down 12 of 16 missiles and all 13 drones launched by Russia at several regions through the night. Russia has renewed its campaign of strikes on Ukrainian energy targets over spring and early summer, causing frequent blackouts across the country. According to BBC, Mr. Zelensky has repeatedly called on Ukraine's allies to send more air defense systems. He has specifically requested 7 sophisticated air defense systems called Patriots from the U.S. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said on Thursday that Washington would put Ukraine at the top of the queue for Patriot deliveries ahead of other countries that have ordered them. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecasted the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province and at a few places of Kosi and Madhes province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Gandaki province. At present, there is influence of monsoon in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and eastern part of Lumini province. Also, there is partial influence of western wind and local air in rest of the country. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Communication Minister Sharma says government working with effort to address people's expectations. And Red Cross says 22 killed in strike near its Gaza office. Russia launches massive attack on Ukraine's power grid. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.